An income tax cut inserted into the two-year state budget by Ohio House Republicans only strengthens the state's case against a ban on tax cuts in the latest federal COVID relief package, according to the official who's leading the lawsuit over that ban. There's a 2% income tax cut in the House version of the budget. Attorney General Dave Yost had said he filed suit over a ban on tax cuts in the American Rescue Plan package passed in March because he said Congress and President Biden don't have the authority over state tax cuts, even though a tax cut wasn't on the table then.
I, at the time, mentioned that because I wanted to make it clear I was litigating over the principle of the thing, not because there was actually something we were trying to achieve. However, that belongs to the legislature and not to the Attorney General.
Yost says the federal COVID plan was drafted so broadly that it doesn't make a provision to separate state and federal funds. And he says he thinks not only is a federal ban on state tax cuts overreaching, it violates the state's right to provide tax cuts if it wants. Karen Kessler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.